Good morning, everybody, and this is Rabbi Yaakov Fish with El Daily Insight number 9 on my podcast, Let There Be Light. So we're continuing to focus on chapter 27, Parakhov Zion of Tehillim Psalms. And as I mentioned, the reason why we study it and discuss this chapter in the month of El is that we include this in the conclusion of our liturgy in the morning and the evening, and the overriding theme is David's yearning to be close to God in his life and to seek spirituality in his life. So we're at the, I would say, one of the highlights of this chapter when it says that King David writes, "Acha sha'alti meis Hashem osa avaka." It's one thing I ask from Hashem that I truly desire. We discussed in a previous podcast the difference between the ask and a desire. And it says, "Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayei." I want to sit in the house of God all the days of my life. So I just want to, drill down on that for a moment. What did he actually mean by sitting in the house of God all the days of his life? Does that mean literally, like 24/7, every single day he's in the yeshiva, he's in a synagogue, he's in a shul, what does that really mean? So the truth of the matter is that it doesn't necessarily mean that he's in a literal physical house of God, in a study hall, a sanctuary, temple, etc. What it means is that his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his connection to the Almighty, his intimacy with God is compelling and strong. So wherever he is, he feels that closeness. A person can feel that closeness wherever they go, because ultimately the spiritual connection is with in each, every single person. As we say in the end of Aleinu, "V'yadata hayom v'hashavoyis elo v'avecha." You shall know and you shall return to your heart. Why am I returning to my heart? Because deep in the depths of every single Jewish soul is that godly spark that we can tap into. So we don't have to go anywhere. Of course, there are holy places. There's the Kotel. There's different places and holy external destinations. But ultimately, it's more about the internal. So when you say "Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayei," the point is to make your own presence wherever you are, wherever you live, wherever you work, wherever you travel. You should be a beis Hashem kol yimei chayei. You are the house of Hashem. It says in the Torah, "V'asu li mikdash v'shechanti b'tocham." You shall make for me a mikdash. I will dwell among them. As the rabbis point out, it doesn't say I will dwell among it, even though there was one sanctuary, but rather I'll dwell among them, because within each and every single person there is that godly spark. So shivti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayei. It's not about going to a specific location, going to a destination, and feeling comfortable there in the house of God. It's about transforming our own lives, our own very beings, into that house of God by tapping into that soul, by uncovering that godly spark. That is what this prayer means. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayei. I want to sit in the house of God all the days of my life, because I want to transform my inner being into a house of God. I wish you a meaningful day and a meaningful month of Elul.